When U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, the first-term Texas Republican in the run-up to the Tea Party-engineered government shutdown, included in his 21-hour filibuster a reading of Dr. Seuss' Green Eggs and Ham, he may have been trying to show what he has in common with everyday Americans. He actually showed his ignorance. It was more obvious and embarrassing for the GOP not embracing Tea Publican extremism than a comparable pop culture mashup in 1984. I was then one of the editors at the Washington, D.C. Weekly. Ronald Reagan was president, running for re-election. That year's music was awesome. Prince's Purple Rain, Tina Turner's Private Dancer, Los Lobos' How Will the Wolf Survive, R.E.M.'s Reckoning, and Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. Conservative columnist and Reagan supporter George Will commended Springsteen's song as exemplifying American values, but he'd missed the point, which was a cry for a vanished past of national pride based on shared sacrifice and shared prosperity. Springsteen himself said the song was about a working-class man in a spiritual crisis, lost. He has nothing left. He's isolated from the government. Nothing makes sense. I wrote that Will hadn't really listened, or hoped voters wouldn't. Listening to Springsteen's powerful lyrics and hearing a jingoistic flag waver is like considering the Stones' I Can't Get No Satisfaction a restaurant review, I said then. Now, I write that Cruz or his no-compromise wacko birds, as Republicans, including Arizona's U.S. Senator John McCain called them, are just as clueless about Dr. Seuss. The world's most popular author of children's books, Dr. Seuss, Theodore Seuss Geisel, wrote and illustrated 44 children's books before his 1991 death, and along the way earned 2 Oscars, 2 Emmys, a Pulitzer Prize, and more accolades than a right-wing Texan born in Canada could invent for himself. Seuss also was a staunch liberal, whose editorial cartoons were in New York's terrific afternoon newspaper, PM, during World War II. Peter Dreyer, a professor at Los Angeles Occidental College, where he chairs the Urban and Environmental Policy Department, writes, Dr. Seuss was also a moralist and political progressive. His most popular children's books include parables about racism, anti-Semitism, the arms race, and the environment. His books consistently reveal his sympathy with the weak and the powerless, and his fury against tyrants and oppressors. A Massachusetts Lutheran who graduated from Dartmouth in the 1920s freelanced for periodicals such as the Saturday Evening Post and Vanity Fair, Seuss became a successful advertising illustrator. His first children's book, And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, came out in 1937 after famously having been rejected by 29 publishers. In the 1940s, he penned hundreds of cartoons for PM, which he described as a publication against people who pushed other people around, before turning his talents to cranking out anti-fascist propaganda for the military and government. Writing in Tycoon magazine, Dreyer said, he used his cartoons to challenge racism at home, union busting, and corporate greed, which he thought divided the country and hurt the war effort. After the war, the McCarthy era divided the country in different ways, and Seuss' books became more political, if subtle. Horton Hears a Who has the elephant help tiny creatures endangered by others who can't or won't notice them. Seuss wrote, even though you can't see or hear them at all, a person's a person, no matter how small. From How the Grinch Stole Christmas and The Lorax to The King's Stilts and Yertle the Turtle, Seuss poked fun of the greed, influence, and plain silliness of the powerful. Yertle, king of a pond, stands on his own subjects to raise himself higher, uncaring about others, a real one percenter. The bottom-nose turtle says, I don't like to complain, but down here below we are feeling great pain. I know up on top you are seeing great sights, but down at the bottom we too should have rights. Whether exposing to his young audience the foolishness of destroying the environment in The Lorax, or bigotry, the Sneetches, Seuss offered a kindly, thoughtful, and sensible perspective that's sorely lacking in Cruz and the few dozen Tea Publicans that held us all hostage this month, and threaten it again in a few months. Like Seuss said when asked about the Butter Battle Book, about nuclear proliferation, I'm not anti-military, I'm just anti-crazy. Even with egg on their faces, green eggs even, Cruz and his ilk should read Seuss' Oh, the Places You'll Go. It warns, you can get so confused that you'll start into race down long, wiggled roads at a breaknecking pace and grind on for miles across weirdish, wild space, headed, I fear, toward a most useless place.